MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Joined today by special guest, warms my heart when I get him to do my show. You know, he graces us with his presence.
Yay.
He comes out of his ivory tower.
Mister.
And joins us here.
Joe Coletta.
Joe Coletta.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for joining us, Joe. I really, really appreciate it.
This is my first time on the air with Kyle. And Kyle, can I just tell you, I can relate. I was listening to the intro opener. I can't tell you how many times I've rubbed my dick raw to Marie.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
That was the point of the promo, right?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Okay.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 if you still pay for that function on a smartphone. If not, you go to morelikeradio.com/live and get in touch with us that way when we're live, 7 to 9 p.m. But if you listen via podcast, that's fine too. You can listen by subscribing to the More Like Radio RSS feed, or Hippo Juice now has its own. Whichever way you do it is fine with us. We prefer More Like Radio, but either way. Today is March 22nd, 2017. Joined as always by Marie Dolcambre Sarkisian Lopez.
What up, people?
Tech Talk Kyle is in the hizzy for shizzy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
And if he's done taking a crap.
Was he taking a crap?
Yeah, he was taking a crap. Super producer.
Of course he was.
Super producer Joel Dushman with you.
I think he's still pooping, guys.
Super producer Joel Dushman.
Hold on, he still has to take a crap.
Super producer, one more time.
Everybody, Joel. No.
All he's right. Not even online anymore.
I think he died.
He's not even online anymore.
I think he died.
Uh-oh.
Whatever, he'll be on when he's on.
Welcome,
everybody.
Thanks, I'm glad to be here.
You know, the important ones are here.
I made sure to take a crap earlier.
She took a crap earlier.
Well, that's because you're responsible, Marie. Yeah.
Kyle woke up literally 2 minutes before the show. Like, he gets on and he was like...
Listen, I was up until like 11 in the morning, so...
Why?
I had to take a nap.
Why?
Where were Sex.
Who's the lucky guy?
Dude, it was like four guys.
Oh, that's... I had an exhausting
night.
That explains it.
Yeah.
That explains it. You know what? I guess. I mean,
I don't think I've had a sex fest go on until 11 the next morning.
We've had like Zelda fest, like shit like that'll happen. But that's your 30s. You know, it's different. It's a little different.
That sounds tiring.
Speaking of Zelda, I just saw this like 2 minutes ago. Someone's already hacked Breath of the Wild and got it running on PC.
Yeah, running pretty well too. I saw it too.
You saw that? Dude, so that's awesome.
Within a couple months, it's probably going to be running better on the PC than it is on.
Probably.
Real. It is.
Yeah, that's what happened for like Wind Waker and everything.
people will get it. I mean, they're taking the Wii U version of it, I believe, and they're doing that. And also, GTA came out with like this make GTA realistic again mod that like is one of the most. The guy's computer, he was talking about it, literally started smoking when he tried to run it and record it. Like that's how much he put into it. And but man, wow. If you see the video, it's really ridiculous. How
yeah, we gotta see that.
These modders just forget like these companies. These modders should be fucking getting picked up left and right for jobs, man, because they're sometimes like what they've done with Skyrim alone is ridiculous to me, you know?
Yeah, a lot of them do. A lot of like that's how they get started and get recognized.
Yeah.
Like for a lot of companies when you're applying, cuz I've actually been like applying for a couple game companies, they actually ask like have you modded a game, and if so, like give us a link and all this other stuff. So yeah, they definitely take note.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the good thing about Breath of the Wild being on PC is it leads more options to it eventually adding mods to that game, which will be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little more different because I know they're using an emulator, but still, you know.
But still, you can like update textures and stuff like that. That happened for Wind Waker. It's really cool.
Royce and I have a problem.
We
with
have
that
a
game.
Zelda problem. What one in the morning? Yesterday we finished Dutch and Royce.
We always go to sleep directly
always,
after Dutch
we're
and
old.
Royce. It's late,
and we were like, we go
but
like
now
we go downstairs, and we were like, ah, I'm tired. I was like, you want to watch some more Iron Fist? He's like, no. Do you want to watch it? No. Just play Zelda. I'm like, all right. So we sit there, and I'm not going to give any spoilies, but basically we're like, okay, you know what? Let's just
get this one map.
Right. I was like, let's not do the whole dungeon because Zelda dungeons could take forever, right?
Right.
So I was like, let's just get the dungeon map, which should take a couple seconds, maybe a minute. Maybe 2 minutes.
Looked like it was pretty easy.
Right.
Let's get the map. Get
and
an index,
we'll,
and then
we'll
run. And then we'll run.
We'll go to bed
later.
We'll go to bed. We get the map, and after we get the map, we're like, we could do like one thing, and two things, and three things, and four things, and before you know it, we beat.
There's
the
always
dungeon.
One more.
We beat the dungeon. We beat the dungeon. It was 1 a.m. and we beat the dungeon because it's a fucking dude. It's drugs. It's what it is. Because you're like, I'm just gonna do a little bit. I'm just gonna do a little.
Zelda.
Bit.
Zelda is invented. At a skill set where it's engaging enough where it keeps you hooked in, but it's lighthearted enough that it's never overwhelming.
Right.
And each thing that you think it's just something that takes like a 2 second thing to do, and really it takes like a 30 minute thing to do, like you've lost all note of time doing it. So you do a side quest, and it's like a 2 hour side quest, and you're like, what happened to this day?
Right.
Man. Oh, did you see Breath of the Wild is, I think it's like the fourth highest ranking game of all time on Metacritic?
Yeah, it should be. It's that good. It's
yeah.
really good. It's
insane.
It's, what's number one? Now you got me going. What, give me the
Ocarina
number 10.
Of Time.
Give me 10. Tell me top 10. Ocarina of Time, number one.
Okay. Ocarina of Time.
What's number two?
Let's see. Number two. Okay, so Breath of the Wild dropped a few spots.
Okay, that's still fun.
Okay, number two is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun, but I wouldn't put it. Whatever. Go ahead.
Well, keep in mind, like, this isn't, like, you know, the greatest games of all time.
But that's the highest
it's just,
rated.
Yeah.
I get you. Okay.
Grand Theft Auto 4
that's
is
fair.
Number three
that's
with a 98.
That game was insanely good when it first came out.
Yeah, it was awesome. I remember that game. The first Soul Calibur for Dreamcast was number four.
That was a good game.
GTA 4 again for the Xbox 360.
Jesus. Okay.
Super Mario Galaxy is
number
six. Oh,
that game was super fun. Maria
Galaxy 2 is number 7. Breath of the Wild is number 8. Grand Theft Auto 5 for the Xbox One, and then Grand Theft Auto 5 for the PS3.
Oh, wow.
Those are like the highest overall rated games by critics.
I mean,
that's interesting.
There's only been
it's
like,
not what I would have expected.
Breath of the Wild is really fun. It's way different than other Zelda games. I mean, it's a lot of the stuff is the same, but like the open world environment, like. Someone wrote an article that was really cool. I guess the reason it's so addictive is it's like they finally started treating gamers with respect. Like it's they don't hold your hand at all. You figure everything out pretty much on your own by walking over. Like
yeah, I heard there's like almost no tutorial.
None.
Which is so good.
Except
like
for
more
like,
games need to do that.
Like the loading screens, and you don't have a lot of loading screens, but every once in a while your loading screen there'll be like tips that'll pop up, but there's no tutorials, nothing like that. So
yeah.
You kind
of I heard like a lot of the fun is just like trying something out and being like, huh, I wonder
if this
oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
Yes. That's exactly what
that's
it is.
That's awesome. That's like that's such good design.
Like there's a raft in the water and like you can attach these balloons to it and the raft will float and it's fucking crazy
yeah.
the
that's
things
incredible,
you can do.
Man. They just, I can't wait.
They just leave objects there and you're like, that object is there for a reason. And then you try to figure out how to use it and there are multiple ways to use multiple objects.
And there's multiple ways to solve different puzzles, which I think is pretty cool. But
so it's not like you're right or wrong. You just see if it works or if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Again, I don't, go ahead.
And I was just saying that that'll be like the nice, like lighthearted game I take after the depressing game that is The Witcher 3.
We have Witcher 3. We stopped playing because we started playing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is just so good.
It's so much fun. Yeah.
It's just
that's the very next thing. Very next thing.
We've
that
stopped
I'm
watching
in,
television. Like almost completely.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I mean we did watch a couple of episodes of Iron Fist. I like it. I think it's pretty good.
By the way, Patrick, are you back?
How did you think? Because I've read like not so great reviews of it.
No. See, but that's the thing. I don't understand why the reviews are bad because I mean it's just as good as Luke Cage is. It's not any better or worse. Like it's the same.
Oh, it's because he's not black.
I think it's because it's a white guy doing the Asian doing. But the thing is, he was white in the comics.
Here's the thing. We've watched Daredevil, we've watched Jessica Jones, and we've watched Luke Cage. So we've watched the other mm-hmm. three Netflix Marvel shows. And all mm-hmm. three of them are very, very, very dark, heavy plot line, heavy characters. Mm-hmm. This guy is really lighthearted, very sweet, very kind, Buddhist type dude, but he's a white guy with a Jufro. And then the two counterpoints to this guy, Royce and I have said it every episode. Are these the bad guys or are they not that bad? Right. We can't tell. Yeah. And so I feel like the first few episodes are very slow moving. Like it didn't hook me in hard. Like I'm watching it and I'm enjoying the storyline, but I could put the episode down and move on to something else and not be upset about it. So I'm not 100% hooked in. Like Jessica Jones, I thought was just like, she hooked me in right away. That bad guy hooked me in right away. Luke Cage, I was pretty into it, and Daredevil, I love Daredevil. Like,
but
I'm liking this one the fourth most, but that's not a criticism.
But they're all like so good.
Yeah,
they're all good. No, Iron Fist is good. Iron Fist is like if Iron Fist would have come out first before the other three, you would say, "Wow, this is a really good show."
I would say, my criticism for it is they're doing a lot of cliche stuff about people that can't remember their past, like the whole amnesia bit. Is so overplayed, I'm done with it. But they are starting to give him his memories pretty quickly, so as they're getting into it, I'm getting into it, but the first two episodes were pretty not that intensely well-written, I would say.
But anyway, it's not, I know, I don't get a lot of shit from people because of the whole, like, you know, cultural appropriation, why isn't it an Asian guy? I'm like, but the whole point of it is that it's a white guy thrown into that culture, like, that's the point they're making. Like, they respect, like, they haven't gone, ching, chan, chung, they haven't done that. Like, it's been very respectful, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, oh, speaking of that, I rewatched Ghost in the Shell today.
Oh, yeah? Are you upset about Scarlett Johansson not being Asian in the movie?
No, I'm not upset that it's not, like, an Asian person. Although, like, sure, like, that probably would fit better. That's not really what I care about. I'm just upset about the fact that it's Scarlett Johansson.
What if it was Jackie Chan in a wig?
I would love that.
He would do his own stunts.
I would pay so much money to see Ghost in the Shell starring Jackie Chan in a wig.
But the thing is, he would do his own stunts. You know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Well known. You know, I don't know if it's ScarJo, and I could call her that because I stalk her. ScarJo does. I don't know if she does her own stunts. I think she does some of her own stuff. I'm just making these wild assumptions about people. She might do.
You
all
have
of
no
them.
Idea. You're totally.
I'm 100% positive.
I don't know, but Scarlett
Asian.
Johansson is a dick.
No, that's Mark Zuckerberg. We discussed
right,
this.
Sorry,
don't fight with Kyle. Get upset, even though Zuckerberg put me in jail, and he personally did.
Zuckerberg is my
did.
Bestie.
He personally put me in jail,
and we make love.
Zuckerberg heard you were talking shit about him, and he shut you down.
By the way, now every time I go on Facebook, and for those who don't know, I was banned because I called myself a spick. Every time now, one of my black friends posts something with the N-word in it, I just go, "God damn it! How come they can do that and I can't do it by myself?" It makes me really upset. Like, I don't care that they could do it; that doesn't bother
That's
me.
That's right. Royce has been saying, "Like, I'm not going to tattle on them. That's not my end game." But why do they get to do this?
Yeah. But I just want to do it.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know. I just want to be able to do it, and it's just I hate when people tell me not to say things. That's all they want to do.
So it's whenever you can't do something.
Bunch of F words.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I'm sorry the world isn't fair, Royce.
Chill out, man.
No, no. Fuck, now we have an American Ghost in the Machine. What's next?
I don't know.
What's next? Are they going to reboot The Matrix next?
Perhaps.
Pretty much. Oh, yeah, I was talking to Mark a little bit about that, about like a Matrix, possible Matrix reboot. One, why?
So, yeah, they did announce that it was going to be a, from everything I've read now that's come out, it's going to be a prequel that's going to be about young Morpheus.
Interesting. So now, I guess that's better.
Yeah,
like,
it's not,
I could accept
first,
that than just a straight up reboot.
It's not going to be a reboot because I think when they said reboot, they got really bad. Like, you know, I think.
Yeah, because why would you do that?
But
to
they
such
say
a,
yeah that it's going to be a yeah. prequel starring I don't know who yet, but
Jackie Chan in a wig.
No, I don't know. Who's
Jackie
playing,
Chan in a wig.
I don't. Okay. I don't know who's playing young Morpheus, but
Jackie Chan in a wig.
I oh. bet it's Childish Gambino.
Omar
because he's in
Epps.
Everything now.
Omar Epps. No,
ScarJo.
Not Scar.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson.
You throw her in everything.
Why not?
And what's your problem with Scarlett Johansson, by the way, Kyle?
It's not like a big problem. It's
you
just
hate women.
She's,
you hate
it's
women?
Getting to the point where she's in like so many of the popular action movies,
Don't
and it's just hard to see her in so many roles. You know?
Don't be a hipster.
Yeah, but she just kicks a lot of ass.
Are you afraid of a powerful woman?
Yes. I don't like powerful women. They make me nervous.
I get finicky around them. I don't know what to do. It's like, this woman, she's not letting me open the door for her. Ah! And she starts crying.
Listen, let me do my gender's role, guys.
And then Kyle just starts fucking karate chopping women in any vicinity around him because he can't take it. He can't.
No, I can't. And I have to get violent at that point.
He does. What do you want? He's a man.
What? Royce, why are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you because you're judging him for karate chopping women because I don't like that.
I'm not judging him. I know that he needs to get his adrenaline out somehow.
Good. Good.
Wait, Molly, you've never watched The Matrix? Man.
Mom.
You need to do that.
Mom, okay, here's what you need to
do
right now.
Does she, though?
Mom, you live in
West Virginia. Yes.
Mom, what you need to do is you need to download, no, get a West Virginia. Get a VHS copy of The Matrix and plug it in to your VCR. And use that little adapter in the back of that UHF, you know, turd knob TV, and plug it in, and then watch The Matrix. I'm telling you, it will change your life.
As long as
only the first one. The other two are.
Can you watch
shit.
It on Betamax?
I don't think that was The Matrix on Beta. Now you have me wondering.
I don't
have
know.
To look it.
I don't
no.
know. It was like 99.
No, Matrix.
Was no, I guess Betamax wasn't.
Matrix is more DVD era. I think it was. I remember getting Matrix on a DVD.
What's the most important 2017 Matrix reference that she should know after watching The Matrix?
I know Kung Fu.
That's a good one. I know.
See, I like There Is No Spoon.
I like.
I just. Whoa. I think it's a really good movie to watch as we're like moving forward into like all this like virtual reality possible like memory modification type thing. Like,
that was
a really quintessential movie of 1999.
Quentin Tarantino central. And
exactly.
Are the Wachowski sisters? They're sisters now, right?
Yeah, they're
both
girls
now.
Okay. Women.
Yeah, for real.
That's weird.
They went from Wachowski brothers to Wachowski siblings to the Wachowski sisters.
Why would they
sisters,
do that?
Because yeah, one of them did it first, and then the other one was like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
And yeah, that's how
really?
Sisters, yeah, it's how sisters work.
Is that the beginning of Sister Sister?
I don't know.
That is the beginning of the Sister Sister.
It is kind of like a two-way twister.
Okay.
I want a reality show on them.
On Sister Sister?
No, on the
Sister Sister,
Wachowski
the Wachowski sisters.
Sisters. Oh. Brothers. No, sisters.
Sisters. But are they involved in the I wonder if they're going to be involved. I guess I could look it
Probably
up.
Probably not.
I don't really care.
I doubt it.
Looking up things takes too long.
Yeah, and by the way, Mo, only watch the first Matrix. The other two movies are
yeah,
hot garbage.
Yeah, don't bother with
Waste
the
of
other
time.
Two.
Hot garbage, okay?
Waste of time. Don't ruin it. Just stick
yeah,
to the
but
first
one. No, the
one.
First one is classic. Like,
first
you
one
need
is
to
classic.
Watch that at some point if you haven't.
Yeah, that's like Citizen Kane classic at this point.
I don't know about that, but
it's
it definitely
like
is.
It's like Casablanca classic. It's like
exactly.
the original King Kong classic.
It is like Gone in the Wind.
Gone with
much.
The Wind.
Street Fighter
Gone
the movie.
With the
Street
wind.
Fighter the movie classic.
Right.
That's Mortal Kombat the movie?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure classic.
Oh, by the way, unpopular opinion, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey better than Excellent Adventure. Take that. Take that.
Who's taking that?
I don't know. People that disagree
I'll
with
take
me.
It. I always take it.
Oh, good. Kyle will take it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why he's up late. Oh, is that them? Is that what they look like now, the Wachowski sisters? Sorry, I'm not even trying to be a dick. It's hard to remember.
It's weird.
Actually, one of them doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, they do all right for being girls.
I mean, they made The Matrix, so I guess I would if I had to.
I mean, they look like women.
Yeah, good for them.
Good.
You know what? You're a chick and you made The Matrix, even if you used to be a dude. I mean, you have to do it, you know, like they're going to have sex with me. But, you know, let's say they
did. What? Was that a sentence?
You have to fuck. You have to listen. My point is, I don't know how to say I want to have sex with the Wachowski sisters without sounding like a weirdo.
Both of them at the same time?
No, just a pretty one. You know who you are. I'm not going to name names, mostly because I don't know their first names.
Is it the pink-haired one?
What's their first names? Bill and Ted?
It's the pink-haired one.
It's the pink-haired one. You like the pink hair.
Yeah, no, this one right here. She's cute.
Yeah.
Ah! Didn't they I don't want to see the guy! If you show me that it was a guy before, it makes her less cute. Stop it! No! You ruined it!
Question.
You ruined it, Moise,
because I expect you to know this information. Are they pre-op or post-op?
I really don't know. I have no idea.
Why do we keep asking personal questions about people we don't know?
Because of what? Listen, at this point, if you go from me having to remember the Wachowski brothers to the Wachowski siblings to the Wachowski sisters, you know who never did that to me? The Coen brothers. They've always been the Coen brothers. The Coen brothers have always been the Coen brothers.
They've stayed consistent.
Yeah. Say what you want, and they make great films.
That's important. Consistency is important. Especially in this day and age. Too much change. Don't like change.
Anyway, they're going to be the Wachowski robots soon, so it doesn't matter.
That's true.
Exactly.
And then the Wachowski heads.
They're going to keep changing.
They'll just freeze their heads in time.
Yeah. And then we have Futurama.
It is kind of weird that both of them, like statistically. Yeah. Statistically speaking, it's only like, what is it, like less than 1%. Of people.
I mean, like, minuscule amount.
It's very small. It's like 1 or 2% makes almost, you know, the people that actually feel that they're born in the wrong, you know, sex. But for both of them to be brother and sister, like, that's like winning the lottery twice. You know what I mean?
Yes. Which I would love to do.
Like, it's weird, you know?
So apparently Dutch is having issues with his internet. If he's listening, you probably should just, you know, turn your computer off and then turn it back on again.
Have you tried checking the router to see if it's plugged in, Dutch?
Also, jiggle that wire just to be sure.
Right, right. And also, do me a favor. Stop using Net Zero. You're like the last customer, okay?
Be sure.
Yeah, like I realize you want to use that AOL disk before it expires.
I get it.
Make sure you blow on it first, too.
Yes.
You don't want any dust.
Right. If you get dust.
Get all the dust out of it.
All of it, okay? And your mouse ball, take it out, spray it. Make sure you get the dust up, put the mouse ball back in, and turn it.
Yeah, remember, but you want to make sure it's still wet when you put it back in because you want it to be lubricated.
Holy shit, mouse balls. Like,
yeah.
Remember those?
Tracker
like,
balls?
You had to like, it was like, ah, god damn it, it's dirty. And you have to like click it open.
I barely remember those.
I remember them. And you would have to like clack. And then if you were one of the people at the fancy at the office, you had the one with what was just a big ball on top.
Oh, yeah, those.
And you would roll that around. Like, I was like, look at me, I'm a king. And it wasn't even good.
I saw someone post a picture today on my Facebook from like some hipster clothing store in Atlanta called Junkman's Daughter. Apparently, they still have like a compact from like 1996 with a CRT monitor, and I'm like, why? Why does that thing still exist?
They probably
That is as annoying as Comcast internet connection.
Oh my god!
I'm going to firebomb this place, dude.
Speaking of,
this is the third router I've gone through in the last year.
Speaking of,
it's probably because you didn't, unplug it and then plug it back in.
Kyle, I'm going to throw fists.
Okay, first off, he's very far away. Secondly, he's got a very good point. Are you sure the outlet you're plugged in isn't connected to one with a switch? Because sometimes that won't turn on if you don't do that. Check that.
It is. It's enraging. Like,
are you heated right now?
Like,
he's hot.
Times.
He's hot.
Dutch is so hot right now.
Dutch is coming in hot.
I'm so angry, dude.
Dutch. Hey, Dutch.
I can't tell you how angry I am right now.
Hey, Dutch. You're always hot.
Yeah. Hey, Dutch. You want to talk about it?
You want to talk about it, buddy?
I haven't heard that in a while. That was my line.
By the way, Dutch, you just reminded me, speaking of enraging customer service, I went a couple months ago. I went I had to upgrade my phone to the S7.
Oopgrad.
Oopgrad. The extra D is for double dose of pimping.
The one that blows up?
No. This is the not blow up one. The Edge one.
Okay.
It's the one with the buttons on the side.
I call it the Infinity phone.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I'm sad that she didn't like it.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. But she also talks through every movie, so she's not a high bar for phones.
I love how it doesn't have nothing to do with each other.
I know.
It doesn't have anything to do with anything, and yet it has everything to do with everything.
Do you understand that Pavlovian dog? I've tried to rewatch Hateful Eight since then, and I still hear her voice.
Still hear her dumb voice?
Like, for real. I'm like, God damn it!
Wait, so is he gay? Is that why he pulled his penis out? No, baby, be quiet.
So Royce was on the phone. I was with Sprint.
So, because I upgraded to the S7, but when I went to the Sprint store, they go, hey, you have like this weird old plan, and also you've been paying for a phone you own like every month, $25 for a phone, a Note 3, one that I brought, that was mine, that I owned. They've been charging me for it. So I figured that out. I'm like, holy shit, I've been paying every month, because I don't look at my bill. You know, I'm like, whatever, fuck it, I pay it, I don't care. Uh-huh. And I find this out, and I go, okay, finally I'm going to get in contact with them. I go to call them, and I call them, and I'm on hold for – and I kept taking screenshots because I was so angry. Because I was on hold for – first I got somebody in 10 minutes that came on, a lady not in America. She started – I explained to her my situation. I was actually very calm at first. I was like, listen, I was explaining this and this. He goes, I don't want my big deal. I just want my plan to be fixed how it was, and I need a credit. I've been paying for – since 2015, I've been paying for a phone that I own. I don't know how I got messed up. They're all fucked up.
Wait, they have plans where you can rent a phone?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like leasing? Oh, wow.
You could buy the phone. Like, you could pay $25 a month for a phone. Like, add it to your
plan. That's like how most of them have.
Right, exactly.
Right?
But yeah. Apparently, they had me $25 a month for a phone that was mine that I owned. So they fucked up, And I've been playing. I've been paying $25 extra a month since 2015. So if you do the math, that's like $400, almost $500,
Yeah, like just go ahead and give me a free new phone now.
Right, but I don't even need that. I don't want the phone. So I'm there and I'm on hold. I first speak to a lady in America. I go, listen, this is the issue I need to fix. I go, I haven't looked at my bill. She goes, you know what she told me the most enraging thing to tell someone who's already not happy? Well, sir, the bill is a shared responsibility.
And
I've gotten when they talk down to you in customer service.
Well, she goes,
you just want to jump through the phone.
She goes, the shared responsibility, and I go, stop right there. I go, do not say another word. I said, do not say another word, and I know not to curse or yell because they will hang up on you because they're allowed to. But if you don't curse and yell, they're not allowed to. I go, do not ever say that to me again. First off, you guys changed my contract without telling me, and I know how this works. Whenever you change a contract over the phone, you have to do this whole like 10-minute verbal thing that I have to agree to. I never did that. So you guys are messing with my account behind the scenes. I don't know why, and I know why. The real reason why, it's because especially the overseas people, they get paid every time they upgrade or add something to the account. So sometimes they'll do it, and sometimes people don't catch it. You know what I mean? Like add shit or change something, and they get commission for it, right? So anyway, I'm telling you this, and I go, listen, I don't want to have any more. I can't talk to you. You can't do anything. Please put me on with a supervisor. Okay, fine. So remember, it took me 10 minutes to get her. I was on hold for 58 minutes after that, since that point. I know because I took screenshots of it. I was on hold for 58 minutes, and I was just fucking getting aggravated because, first off, they only played the same 3-minute, and I know it's exactly 3 minutes and 3 seconds because I timed it. I timed it, Dutch. Loop of a song, and it's not like any real song. It's just like three chords over and over again, elevator music. Repeat.
And if you're not, and if you like leave your phone or like take it off your ear or whatever, or take it off speaker, they say, hey, are you still there? They are only required, I think, 5 seconds before they hang up on you.
So I put my phone on. I put my phone on speaker, and I'm staying right around it because I know that. I wait 58 minutes. While I'm doing that, I start
tweeting.
Get on Twitter because I can find Sprint Care. This has never worked. It's the first time it's ever worked. I tweeted to Sprint Care. I said, hey, again, you guys are messing with my account. And I posted a picture of the screenshot. 58 minutes right now. I wonder how you're going to tell me again that it's my fault. You know, like this. I went on this whole goddamn rant, right?
Right.
I wait. No problem. Literally 1 minute later, I guess because they saw how many followers I had, 1 minute later, I get a message. Please follow us. We'll DM you. I follow them. I DM them. I go, what's your number? I give them my number. Blah, blah. It's literally from when I hit send, 30 seconds later, my phone rings. I go, hello? Hi. This is blah, blah, blah from Sprint Executive Account Care. Apparently, they have a department for like people that are I don't know, higher.
For the important people.
That don't, a direct number that you don't have to wait. I didn't know this, by the way. This is all new to me.
Yeah, most of them do. I actually, somewhere, I still have a Comcast number that's so, like that.
So, yeah, I was like.
Could you give it to me?
Yeah, I'll give it
to
you.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it, man.
I'm not joking either Comcast. Because they have a fucking monopoly in this town, and I can't do CenturyLink because they won't allow them to connect lines in my neighborhood for whatever reason, so I'm stuck with Comcast, and I'm going to firebomb their building.
So don't say that. You're not. That's the joke. He's not really doing that.
I think I just might.
Don't.
Don't do it.
By the way,
would suck if it actually happened.
When he says firebomb, what he means he's going to just do fireball shots outside and just scream at them angrily when they walk out.
Right.
Take a dump
on their lawn.
Junk card stuff, Xfinity. I know you really are Comcast slut. But anyway, I was, you know, so they call me and they go, this is a, you know, this is blah, blah, blah from Sprint executive account. Like immediately. Never. This is the best customer service experience I've ever had in my life. They go
because they don't want us have something like that go viral, exactly. Like that AOL
because
phone
it's so
call.
Easy for it to.
Just one person, the right person goes, "Holy shit, that's happened to me!" And they're having
and
fucking
then it gets shared and shared. Exactly. So once you start using social media stuff, so maybe Twitter isn't dead.
No. So anyway, she goes, "Sir, first off, I want to say I deeply apologize." Like, dude. Deeply apologize for any inconvenience.
Do you think they have like a connection between like their social media and they hit like a code red button? Like
I think so. They have to. An alarm goes off.
They probably have it to that person.
They probably have an SEO person, and Marie might know better than me, but who probably sits there and looks at like
SEO.
Accounts.
There's probably a full social management team.
You're right.
Monitoring.
That, like browses Reddit and browses Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah,
and everything
they have
else.
They have listening devices that highlight red flags
Sprint
of like
is
promise.
Listening to us.
Yeah, they're well, all they're
through
all
your
doing.
Microwave. Actually,
yeah,
they're all doing it.
So he, so then she goes.
Knew
so,
that thing was fucked up.
So then she goes, "Sir, I really apologize. You know, this isn't how we like to do business here. You know, I see you made this comment on Twitter, and I deeply apologize. And by the way, my comment.
Did she ask you to take it down?
Yeah. Well, no, she didn't. Which give him props. But here's what happened. When I posted the picture of the screenshot that I was on for 58 minutes, a lot of people retweeted and were pointing out and laughing that I had hit 0 500 times. Like the dial screen just said 0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 Sprint 2, I guess, were searching, you know, through the main thing. And people that weren't even following me were seeing it because I tagged Sprint.
They've been through that before.
Right. And they were like, holy shit. And they were like laughing at the zeros. And I go, yeah, because I couldn't find a fuck you button. And I wasn't being nice on Twitter. I was being a real cock. And or deservedly so, by the way. And then they go, sir, I apologize. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. I tell them my issue. They go through my account. And by the way, the young lady is still working on it. They're going on day two. But every day she's been calling me and leaving me voicemails on an update of what's happening and how they're going to fix it and how they apologize and it won't ever happen again.
And meanwhile, beforehand, you were just put on hold by some underling who, like, was waiting for their – wow.
By the way, and the person who works at executive account is not somebody in India or Costa Rica. It was somebody in America. It was somebody who probably
as
went
far
to
as it
works
like
their corporate office.
Well, no, it's definitely because they gave me the number to them directly, and it's a California direct number. Like it's not an 800 number. You know what I mean? Like it's their corporate office. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, most companies have something.
Yeah,
like that.
Of course they have to. Like you got to think that companies do that for, you know, PR or Puerto Rican stuff. They have to. They have to have somebody who's looking out for that shit because, like Dutch says, like both of you guys, it's so simple for even a fucking nobody with like four followers to take a screenshot or record a conversation, and then you're fucking doomed. And that you can't ever put that genie back in the bottle, you know. Then all people,
because that AOL phone call of that guy, that douchebag who was in like customer retention,
enraging,
like, insulting the guy, it makes everybody just hate that company, and that's. Does AOL even exist anymore?
They do. AOL
no,
Time
like
Warner.
I'm not saying it was because of that, but that was the knife in the in the coffin kind of thing.
Yes, Marie.
Can I use this as a perfect segue?
This is a good segue, guys.
Of social media monitoring nightmares gone wrong on the opposite end where it worked for Sprint listening to you. Right now, it's not working so well for Cracker Barrel.
Well, Marie, why don't you quickly explain what happened with Cracker Barrel?
I would love to explain what's going
now,
on with
everybody,
Cracker Barrel.
Everybody knows her Cracker Barrel. That's not regional, right? I just want to be sure.
That's nationwide, yeah.
Yeah, it is nationwide.
Okay, because you never know. Like, every once in a while, you say something like, dude, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean?
Biscuits and gravy are pretty good.
Chicken and dumplings?
Yeah, all day. I'm not saying they're bad. They're good.
All day?
All day, bro.
All day.
I got it all day,
I do this all day, Winston.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
All right.
Winston!
I'll read this article from the Inquisitor because there's not a whole lot of information out there as to the origin of this.
Story's still developing.
It's breaking news.
Breaking news.
Cracker Barrel recently fired a woman who had worked for them for 11 years.
Okay.
And now everyone wants justice for Brad's wife.
Uh-oh.
Amiri King shared
on... She doesn't have a name?
Brad's wife, bro.
No, it's just Brad's wife.
Brad's wife. Amiri King shared on his Facebook page about this new viral post and what's going on. A man named Brad is really upset.
Brad's pissed, bro.
That Cracker Barrel fired his wife after 11 years and didn't explain why.
Guess what? She got fired on Brad's birthday.
On his birthday.
On Brad's...
Birthday?
Birthday.
Yep. Here's a quote. There is an absolute
happy birthday to you.
There's an absolute shit show going on at Cracker Barrel Old Country Store Facebook page.
It is a shit show. That's the only way to describe
it. Someone named Brad had a wife that worked there for 11 years. Well, she got fired on Brad's birthday. Internet is trolling the fuck out of their page. Hashtag justice for Brad's wife.
Read some of the comments on the Facebook page.
Can
you post a link to this, please?
Birthday.
Absolutely, sir. I'll do that, Marie. You keep reading. I'll post links.
Okay. If you go to the Cracker Barrel page and look at any of their posts, it's not like people are writing to Cracker Barrel. They're commenting on Cracker Barrel's original posts. People are going crazy wanting to know why Brad's wife was fired. Her name appears to be Nanette. But that has not been confirmed, so we don't even know that.
We don't know, guys.
Just call her Brad's wife.
Her name isn't important, guys.
Is this video something? Is that Brad?
By the way, there's also a change.org going on, a petition, justice for Brad's wife.
Yes.
And she was fired on his birthday. Keep that in mind. Now, read some of the comments on Facebook, Marie.
Okay. Let's see here. There was a post. Now I lost it. Okay. There was a post where somebody saying, I think whoever is in charge of social media should resign and give their job to Brad's wife. Clearly, you're not answering the masses. Brad's wife would.
Also, Sam in the Facebook chat for Cracker Barrel says, wow, sounds delicious. I know where I'm going for breakfast. Bob Evans. I hear they don't fire people after 11 years of dedicated service. Hashtag wife of Brad. Hashtag justice for Brad's wife. Hashtag not my country store.
I haven't been to the U.S. and now I never will be after this travesty. I would have visited if Brad's wife was still working there. Hashtag justice travesty. For Brad's wife.
When all you needed at Cracker Barrel was a steaming pile of flapjacks with some fresh strawberries and maple syrup?
Yeah, but you know what Becca wants?
So does Brad's wife.
You know what Becca wants? So Becca wants a steaming great. Becca wants a steaming pile of justice. She goes, I would love to come get some food, but when I heard you fired Brad's wife after 11 years of faithful service, I lost my appetite. Why'd you fire his wife? On his birthday? Hashtag justice for Brad's wife.
You know what always went great with some mulberry pancakes? Brad's wife's sweet smile and a kind heart while she took your order. You people are monsters.
Fucking monsters.
If you didn't fire Brad's wife after 11 years of great service, Harambe would still be alive right now.
Look at that.
Justice for Brad's wife.
They're blaming.
they're co-pollinating the memes. It's great.
I remember the good old days when Brad's wife used to whip me up some great blueberry pancakes. Now I will have to go on without because you fired her. I will never enjoy them again or your restaurant knowing she isn't a part of it anymore.
The desserts are no longer sweet without Brad's wife there.
Okay, so this video isn't Brad's wife. It's a guy making a song.
I don't want any pancakes unless Brad's wife is making them. And I'll take my business elsewhere. You lost a very loyal customer.
It's so stupid. Twitter.
I love this.
This is one
by
of my
way.
Favorite things ever.
This, oh my
this
god!
Makes
give
me
more.
So happy
read
when
me
this
more.
Starts.
Oh, I got one. I got one with a list of demands. I will no longer dine at y'all's establishment until these conditions are met. One, Brad's wife has to be hired back. Two, you are to make a $5,000 donation to Brad's wife's 401k. Three, you have to give her full benefits, which should include health insurance, visions, dental, long and short-term disability, and a 401k plan. You also add that 15% to. And number four, a $5.13 an hour pay increase on top of her previous wage. Hashtag Whoa. Justice for Brad's wife.
I don't know. That's a lot of numbers, man.
That's so much numbers.
I feel bad. I feel bad for Cracker Barrel.
I don't even know.
What if Brad's wife was like touching kids? What if they had a really good justified reason?
Yeah, we have no idea why she was fired, by the way.
That's not important because it was Brad's birthday.
On his birthday.
On his birthday.
Everybody's using that caption of him tweeting to them, "Why did you fire my wife?"
I'm at Cracker Barrel right now. Asked my waitress for some biscuits. She replied, "I'll think about it." Bet Brad's wife would never have said that. Good job, Cracker Barrel.
Under a video for multi-berry pancakes, Sam from the UK says, "I live in the UK and my family will be taking a holiday in your lovely country soon. I heard of the amazing things of your place, so I was going to go and
is that your British
accent?
Yes,
I'm yeah, I was going to say that's a really,
really
good
bad.
British accent
I don't know what that is.
I thought you were a British
See?
Person.
I thought you were doing autistic.
British people could be autistic too.
Well, Dutch is just being mean."
Yeah. You know what? Now I don't want to do it.
Well, you can still read it. Just
I live in the UK and my family will... I live in the UK and my family will be taking a holiday at your lovely country store soon. I've heard amazing things about the place, so I was going to bring my family in. Then I heard you fired Brad's wife on his birthday?
On his birthday!
I mean, seriously, who does that? I've canceled my plans to visit your establishment and we'll... And will sure to tell my fellow Brits not to visit there. Sending love to Brad and his wife from the UK. Hashtag Britain backs Brad's wife.
I woke up planning on having these for breakfast this morning, only to find out you fired Brad's wife. Hashtag Brad's wife matters. Hashtag not my Cracker Barrel. Hashtag justice for Brad's wife.
By the way, Brad's wife matters is amazing.
That's better than justice for Brad's wife.
Brad's wife matters is all I want
to
think.
Things that mean nothing to at Cracker Barrel. 11 years of faithful service, husband's birthdays, and explanations.
You know who used to love pancakes?
Hashtag justice for Brad's wife.
You know who used to love pancakes? Brad's wife. But now she has
Yeah, before they fire her on his birthday.
On his birthday!
It's pretty bad.
You should rename your mama's pancake breakfast and call it Brad's wife's pancake breakfast. After being fired on Brad's birthday after 11 years of impeccable service with no explanation at all, it's the least you could do. I love that they started assuming that she was a fantastic waitress.
Right, that she wasn't just a piece of shit.
See, the thing is, this is viral makings 101. A, you start out with a guy named Brad. I mean... That's just something everyone can get behind. Can I get an amen?
Amen to that.
Yes, amen on that one.
Absolutely.
Brad is a good meme start. B, we're talking about Cracker Barrel. It's something everyone can relate to. And it's
everybody
kind of,
loves it.
It's comforting. And to think that Cracker Barrel would just rip a family apart like that.
Donald Trump is going to get...
On his birthday, no less.
Matt Mansfield says Donald Trump is going to get Brad's wife's job back. It's going to be great.
We're going to make Cracker Barrel great again.
Justice for Brad's
wife. I love
wife.
The fact that we don't know her name and she's just referred to as Brad's wife. I think that's like the makings of a great meme.
That's the best part. It's just Brad's wife. Brad's the one that's upset. You know, he's just defending his good old woman.
What
know?
Do we call her? BW?
BW?
Yeah. BW. I was organizing.
Brad's wife's more fun.
I heard that while Brad was planning to blow out his birthday candles, his wife was getting fired for not blowing her boss. No one blowed anything on Brad's birthday. Hashtag justice for Brad's wife.
Blowed.
Yeah. That's how they spelled it.
That's funny. Is it a blue?
Yep, blowed.
I love the fact that they have a petition for it and everything. This is so great.
Dude, hundreds on each
whoa,
post.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Breaking news, Dutch. Breaking news.
Oh, sorry.
And more breaking news. This just in, Chuck Norris just found out about Brad's wife. He's not happy. And someone's going to pay.
That bacon burger lost a lot of its sweetness after Brad's wife was fired after 11 years of service. Brad deserves answers.
Do you want Jesus coming back knowing you unjustly fired Brad's wife on his birthday?
What about
you should be ashamed and repent. Amen.
What about hashtag Tower of Seven? Huh? What about that?
The animosity and hostility that built up inside of me due to you firing Brad's wife has got me in total disbelief that we live in a society where hard work pays off. Brad's wife worked hard. Uh-huh. Where did that get her on her husband's birthday?
Did this happen today?
Fired.
When did this whole thing start going?
Today.
Today.
Because I'm looking at their Twitter and I don't see a whole lot of these things on their posts.
And then
it like just started happening, man. We are cutting
it's mostly Facebook.
On after posting a picture of their new sweet maple bacon, Joshua says, "Sweet maple bacon, more like sweet mother of mercy. Why did you fire Brad's wife? 11 years, her smile lit up the Cracker Barrel.
Sweet mother of mercy."
I loved
I like the fact that I'm going back 20, 25 posts like people are
everyone's good. Everyone's killing it.
Every single
it's
one.
It's on everything.
Mercy is my favorite thing ever.
I met Brad's wife once. She had 13 tables, all separate checks, and she still handled our orders with grace. How about you serve up some justice for Brad and his wife, you crop dust and peckerheads?
Crop dust and peckerheads? Holy shit.
Wow. Strong words.
What's your fire?
What's your fire?
Dusty nothing funnier than peckerheads.
If you think the bacon burger is sweet, you obviously never took the time to know Brad's wife.
Brad Steele, more like bacon. More like, can you get a job to pay the bills while I look for employment since Cracker Barrel fired me? That's what Brad's wife had to say.
I love there was one post that said spring surprises coming soon. And of course, that was that didn't end well for them. It was like surprises. Yeah. How about the surprise Brad's wife got when you fired her?
They're going back years on years of Cracker Barrel posts. They're not fucking around.
I think this is one of my favorites. A guy said, ate Cracker Barrel yesterday, been on the toilet all day. And they said, hello, Daniel, do you care to send us your contact information so we can follow up with you? And someone else goes, did you follow up with Brad's wife after you fired her?
Can someone hilarious. Tell me more information on Brad's wife?
I don't eat bacon anymore for health reasons, but I'll eat even less now that I know you fired Brad's wife.
Where's the anthill that usually gets is it does this usually happen in 4chan, Reddit? Like where's this shit just starts to go viral?
Dude, I need an origin story. There is none. It's too many comments happening too fast, burying the original story. I mean, each post...
I can talk, by the way, I know this. We've been on this for a while, but do you understand? I could literally read these things all night. They do not stop being
funny. Because they're coming fast and furious.
Oh, this will entertain me for the rest of the night.
They don't stop.
Oh, this is great.
Dude, I'm going back years. They don't stop.
And it's each post has 800, 900, 1,000, 2,000 comments rolling deep.
So many sad faces.
All about Brad's wife.
There's like angry reacts to every single post. Every single post.
Also Cracker
Barrel. I feel bad for Cracker Barrel.
They posted a picture. They posted a picture
really?
Of they,
this is the thing.
I know.
They posted a picture of delicious pecan pancakes and somebody says, "I would have tried these had Brad's wife not been fired on his birthday." Did you even think to ask if it was someone's birthday before you fired them?
I like this one where they made a post supporting the troops, and someone goes, "So good to know you guys support our troops. Now how about you support Brad's wife and give her a job back? After 11 years of service, we demand justice."
Oh my god. That is so good. This is so obnoxious.
Under another post where they...
How could the Cracker Barrel Old Country Store afford to give you customers such great deals, you ask? By firing our highest paid employees after 11 years of service on their husband's birthday.
This one, a comment underneath the cracking of a fresh egg. How ironic. This cracked egg seems incredibly symbolic of Brad's cracked heart when he learned his wife was fired from your establishment. All those years of faithful service unceremoniously thrown into a frying pan on his birthday, no less, you troglodytes? I don't even know that.
Do we have
hold
okay,
on?
I
hold
need,
on, by the way, Dutch, Dutch, Dutch.
I understand it's getting buried, but like,
yes,
what?
I have one, Dutch.
Does he have a video?
No.
Or what was it that he was doing that made everybody just kind of gravitate towards
this? He made a Facebook post, but somebody
that was it?
Somebody posted actually for the first time a real question, like, "Hey, underneath like pancakes, do you have any gluten-free meals?" And Cracker Barrel replied, "Joel, please call our guest relations department for gluten-free suggestions." And then underneath that, "Brad's wife always served me gluten-free meals." She can't anymore. Hashtag justice for Brad's wife.
She can't anymore.
Here you go. They posted a promo for Yankee Candle, and someone goes, "I've kept one of these candles lit ever since I heard about Brad's wife on his birthday, no less. The candle will continue to burn until justice is served with unlimited refills. Hashtag justice for Brad's wife."
There's so many.
Literally, in the last 12 hours,
there's
this
so many of these. The CEO of Cracker Barrel is probably burying his hands in his face, and he's just like, "Make it stop. Make it stop."
Today, you fired Brad's wife. Today, February 27th, you destroyed a woman's dream after 11 long and dedicated years of loyal service. Today, Brad's wife's husband will celebrate his last birthday, because after this one, he won't be able to blow out his candles due to tears streaming down his face. Hashtag just for Brad's wife.
Oh my God. This one, a post of corned beef and cabbage, a new Irish favorite from Cracker Barrel. Top comment. You know what's Irish? Irish, you hadn't... No, wait. You know what? Irish? Irish, you hadn't fired Brad's wife on his birthday!
Oh, my God. They're going four levels deep at this point.
It doesn't stop. I don't want to hear that our show doesn't have a market, because these are the exact people that our show is geared to.
Oh, yeah.
This is the exact people.
Half our fans are these people.
Not to stop. You just keep going until the board's not only beat, but it's a pulp. Just this bloody pulp on the floor.
They shared a stainless steel seahorse bottle on their page. I guess it's a water cooler. The top comment. You know what else is cold?
Oh, by the way, Josh Turner, a country singer, was live at a Cracker Barrel in Lakeland. They posted the video a couple of weeks ago, and now they're replying and says it would have been much larger crowd had Brad's wife been appearing live. Why did you fire her? You absolute monsters! You absolute monsters.
I love that none of it ever makes sense, but it just happens. This, the Harambe thing, all of it is just so wonderful.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of Ken Bone. Do you remember?
Ken Bone, yeah.
Ken Bone on...
I played it last night.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's like all of America simultaneously in all of our own sequestered little home and areas... We watched something happen, all of our eyes lit up immediately. You got that little twinkle, and we're like, yes! And then everyone instantly just blows their shit up and wants to be all about this, and it's going to be gone in like 2 days.
Yes. Somebody else, the Cracker Barrel posted a picture of them putting a Dutch oven inside of an oven, and they go, I bet Brad used to give Dutch ovens to his wife, and they would laugh and laugh and laugh. That is until Cracker Barrel fired her after 11 years of dedicated service. Now they can't afford a mortgage, and they're going through tough times.
Service.
And their marriage, there's no time for laughing. Way to go, jerks.
Does anyone know who Josh Turner is? I'm guessing he's a country singer.
I already heard that.
I don't really know.
I read that.
I read one of them. No, I know she might have read a different one.
Did you?
Know.
I missed it. If you read after my initial excitement of seeing that Josh Turner was going to make an appearance, a sudden, almost chill-like sensation came over me. It was then that I realized it was not a ghost in the room. I realized it was just the energy of Brad's wife getting fired after 11 years at this place, and it was on her husband's birthday.
On her birthday.
Oh, Maul posted the original thing. Bradley Reed Bride, Cracker Barrel, to a Cracker Barrel Country Store. Why did you fire my wife? Somebody said, what happened? He goes, she got let go. I don't know why. This is why I'm asking them. No answer yet.
So that was it?
That's it, yeah.
When was that posted?
That was posted Tuesday. So this happened last night, yesterday. So this, and now people today have been picking up on it and just taking Cracker Barrel to task for this.
Okay. So, somebody posted a picture of like a very skimpy. It says this is supposed to be eggs and biscuit breakfast. There's not a whole lot in the plate. And then Cracker Barrel replied, this is back in February. Cracker replied, say, hey, send us your contact information. And then three different people were like, Brad's wife would never let that happen. Brad's wife would make sure you got all of it. I will say, and then she, the person who initially said it replied later and said, I will send you my contact information so we can chat about what you're going to do to make amends with Brad's wife.
Here's a
fun
one.
So that person got on board.
Here's a fun one. Cracker Barrel shares a crocheted blanket in the shape of a mermaid tail, which is pretty popular, saying, make a splash with this cozy knitted mermaid throw. To which someone says, is the mermaid throw absorbent? I know someone who could use it to soak up their tears. Brad's wife. What a bunch of poppycock. On his birthday.
On his birthday.
On his birthday. I'm sorry. I know we've been doing this for 30 minutes.
That is the best part of it.
I'm sorry. I know we've been doing this for 30 minutes. I hope everyone that's listening has joined this as much as we are.
Oh, I don't care if they care or not.
Because
this is the greatest
I am
thing ever.
Having a fucking goddamn blast
oh,
with this.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing funnier to me than when trolls just do something annoying like this. And this is like the perfect one, too, because no one's getting hurt or anything. It's just this.
Yeah, there's no racial shit. It's just
it's
silly.
It's pure level of just silliness. Because this isn't even a real thing. People are still going to eat a Cracker Barrel.
No, I don't think this is deterring anyone from spending money in this establishment.
If anything, more people are going to go there and take pictures of empty rocking chairs and go, you know, you sit in this rocking chair?
Brad's wife.
No, it's not even that, though. It's like I haven't thought about Cracker Barrel in a long time. And now, the next time I drive by, I'm like, oh, I should probably go in.
And see if Brad's wife is there.
See if Brad's wife is there.
And by
just
the
go
way,
to the front and be like, hey, is Brad's wife here? I haven't heard that one before. Thanks, jerk.
They should start selling Brad's wife play or memorabilia in the store up front of the Cracker
Barrel. By the way,
hashtag justice for Brad's wife.
If this Brad guy was smart at the date, you have to strike while the iron's hot, he would start a GoFundMe right now.
Like right now,
ooh,
right this
no.
second.
And he
give
would
people
get
rewards
so
as,
much
with
money.
Shirts.
I got it. This is the best one. Shut up all the other ones.
Okay.
Cracker Barrel posts a picture of a knitted He Is Risen cross because, yes, they are all about Easter and the right type of Easter, not the bunny shit Easter.
The Jesus Easter.
He Is Risen. Somebody said, remember when Judas sold out Jesus? I bet Cracker Barrel was the one that drove the nails through the hands and feet of Jesus, just like they did at the career of Brad's wife.
That's fucking brutal.
So many layers of annoying. I love this.
There's no reason for that.
Oh, God.
All right, Marie, let's play this. I'm going to play this real quick, and then we go to break. Are you ready?
I love that there's 40, 50 angry faces on each.
Each one. Every single one they have down like.
Going back months and years.
Oh, and years, yeah. I'm scrolling and I can't not pass by a Brad's wife comment.
It's beautiful. All right, guys. We'll be right back after this.
Messages. We'll be right back. After these messages.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
You know, I was sitting here in my new studio contemplating on how I could let everybody know about the Sully Show moving to Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern right before Dutch and Royce on More Like Radio. It turns out I went through 40 to 50 different cuts of this just to see if I could do this the right way. The Sully Show, live Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, right before Dutch and Royce, only on More Light Radio. Tuesday nights will never be the same. This promo sucks.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, exactly. The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read in my life. Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Hey, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said don't be a dick and then you punched me right in the vault, boy.
Well, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Saturday. It's noon o'clock. What do you want to do? You want to go fucking play outside? But sometime outside is snowing. And sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to play outside. Well, then on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Doc. Rorschach and Doc, come on, morelikeradio.com. Every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a good show where Rorschach is a fat man and Doc is a fat man and they are silly together and it's crazy. I don't like them. Okay, bye.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Nixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show, along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also... Oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
That's in parentheses. Don't actually say that.
Fuck! Okay, let's try again. Hey, it's Bob.
Nope.
Introduce
That's not your name.
Did we do it?
Hi, I'm Eric Nagel.
No! That's his name!
Wait.
You're listening to It's Royce Lopez. I'm Eric Nagel. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Royce. Anne Marie.
Hey.
Dutch.
Dutch.
Kyle.
Hi.
Mark.
Hey.
And John.
Hi.
When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio.
Hey, it's Royce.
No!
Hi, I'm Marie.
No, stop. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. We talk about comedy things and news stories.
Florida stories!
And yeah, also that it's on iTunes, Google Play.
Where else?
Our MySpace page.
No.
So just search More Like Radio and you'll find Hippo Juice and a whole bunch of other cool shows. And if you want to listen live, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., morelikeradio.com, you could find our show.
/live. So remember, sign up for the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio.
And make sure you keep listening to It's Eric Nagel, because that guy rules. Boom. Promo.
There we go.
Nailed it. Good job.
There you go, Eric.
About as good as we're going to do.
Nailed it.
Oh, hello there.
morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
All right, I'm going to do the bumpers for the next few shows. Just keep it rolling. I ain't doing this twice. What household item could kill you in the next half hour? We'll tell you tonight at 11. Easily surprised? You'll be shocked by what you learn tonight at 11. Texting and driving. How it may save your life. Tonight at 11. Is Mario Lopez gay? We make irresponsible guesses tonight at 11. The results will shock him. Tonight at 11. Teens are having sex younger and younger. Wanna watch?
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show. 954-573-2780. If not, you can just listen live. MoreLikeRadio.com/live. If anything new comes in about Brad's wife, we will let you know as soon as possible. Very important to us that we get you the information in a timely manner and as honest as possible.
Well,
so,
what's more important is that we actually get justice for Brad's wife.
That's really, you know what? You're right. I apologize. I don't want to lose focus. I know Marie posted the change.org thing too. So
there's 2,000 signatures. I think they need 2,000 more to really get justice for Brad's wife.
I mean, you know, I'm going to say right here, I'm not going to give money or anything, but thoughts and prayers, you know?
Totally. Totally.
Like, I'm going to send both of them. Not just one. Like, some people just send thoughts and some people just send prayers. Not Big Daddy Royce.
We're just
he
really,
sends both.
They're not asking for much, just answers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Well, why don't we move over to the great state of Florida.
Oh. Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Our Florida?
The only Florida I know.
Candidates during the Canadian elections. One of them was this sprash asshole who just spoke his mind.
What is this? Oh, sorry, wrong video was playing. Here we go, I got it.
What'd you do?
Gun and shot out her car window.
Here we go.
What's this video about?
A three-year-old boy grabbed his mom's gun and shot out her car window. Here's a picture of the shattered glass. This happened in the parking lot of a school.
But did the three-year-old have a conceal and carry license?
It is Florida. It's very possible.
Mom is now
we need to make sure that three-year-old was carrying legally.
That's correct.
Investigators say the child got a hold of the gun at the Good Shepherd Academy in Deltona yesterday afternoon. Channel 9's Mike Springer is live in Deltona. Mike, so the big question, how did the child get his hands on that gun in the first place?
Well, right now, both the child and the mother are okay, but deputies say the mother ended up keeping her gun in the side door driver's side pocket, and over here in this parking lot, that's how the child was able to grab it, according to investigators. Now, Volusia County deputies ended up arresting...
By the way, I love how churches always have those signs up front that have an inspirational message, and this Deltona Good Shepherd Academy just says worship.
Yeah.
Worship.
That's the only letters they have left.
Did that just say that she kept her gun in her passenger side pocket?
Yeah, where do you keep it, Kyle?
What good is that going to do her?
a great good if
Hold
she
on,
wants
really
her...
Excuse me while you're trying to carjack me. Hold on one second while I reach over to the other side of my vehicle.
She had a plan. She taught her
over
three-year-old.
My three-year-old.
She taught her
excuse
three-year-old
Excuse me, honey.
To be
can you go grab
shot?
My gun for me? Someone's trying to carjack us.
Grab Ma's gun.
Now, remember to take the safety off.
Yeah.
For child neglect. Maldonado came here to the school to pick up her son and was walking around the parking lot when she heard a...
Woo, she looks like somebody who has more than just a cunt problem.
Loud bang. Now
she has a skincare problem?
Was not
yeah.
in
she
his
should
car
use
seat
more sunscreen?
Buckled in at the time. And Maldonado immediately recognized that bang as a gunshot, but she says when she went to the car, she didn't notice anything wrong until she came back later on and saw the driver's side window was shattered. That's when deputies say she also noticed her loaded gun was in the front seat and not in the driver's side door where she had
hey,
left
Royce,
it.
You know what else was shattered? Brad's wife's feelings
it's
when
true.
She realized she was fired.
Oh. Did anybody think about that?
On his birthday?
No. This woman only thinks
on
about
his
herself.
Birthday?
Yeah, it was his birthday, Kyle. I haven't been clear about that. It's his birthday. Yeah, I know.
Horrible.
That's the one day a year you don't want bad things to happen.
You don't do it on his wife's – or sorry, on his birthday.
No, no. That's the one day a year where you're supposed
her
to
her birthday would have been okay.
Yeah,
not
whatever. No, because you know what? Brad's wife is a strong woman. She can handle being fired on her birthday. But her husband's birthday?
How is she going to give that news to him?
That man, I don't know anything about him, but I am 100% sure he worked in a fucking coal mine every day of his life to provide. And all she did, she worked there. You know why she worked there? Not only because she brought there and she was providing for the family. Brad's wife. And on top of that, they have already gone to her house. She goes, no, I don't want my name. Call me Brad's wife. Give him the glory. Because that's how Brad's wife operates.
She's also one of those golf tee checker champions as well.
It's true. These all things are things we're making up now that are true.
Is she the one that would like come by your table and show you how to beat it in like 2 seconds?
Yeah, oh, you like, know she would.
Wow.
Like, how did I not know how to do that?
By the way, Brad's wife will be the one to give you a tip. Hey, if you come by on Thursdays, a rocking chair is 20% off. She'd help you out at the store. Not everybody does that.
She looks out for the common man.
Yeah, she does.
They fired her on his birthday.
On his birthday. Because
they don't look out for the common woman.
No, they don't. This misogyny is best. Or Brad. What about Brad? What about Brad?
Yeah, what about Brad, guys?
What about his birthday?
Brad.
What about his birthday? Ruined his birthday.
Brad was in Vietnam for 20 years. In the 80s to early 2000s, he lived there. He ran a small real estate business. And
maybe a factory.
Yes. A business that makes real estate factories. And he sits there and works so hard. And all he wants is his wife to come home with chicken and dumplings. I'm trying to get emotional about Brad's wife. So hard.
She always asks for extra biscuits for him.
Yeah.
You know what? If nothing else, this is showing that we can all come together.
Yeah, I agree.
And support Brad.
You know what happened?
During these difficult times.
And support the common man's birthday.
By the way, Brad's wife, when they give you a biscuit, be like, hey, can I get another? Normally we charge you, but you know what, honey?
Not because
Brad's wife would call you honey. She was that kind of person. She made that person look
sweet. She would call me sweetheart.
Yeah, exactly.
Brad's wife was really good about asking if you wanted the Concord strawberry or grape jelly or the mixed berry bring you more of those.
Brad's wife put herself behind the customers, you know, like, and I don't want to say that she put herself second to them, but she lifted them up, you know, that was the priority there. And the truth of the matter is, a long-standing business like Cracker Barrel, who, by the way, that company was personally responsible for the plight that the Native Americans went through, because I just made that up.
I'm pretty sure they sell blankets.
That company is personally responsible for ruining Brad's birthday.
Yeah, that's
okay.
yes, go ahead.
Hold on. Sure. All right, there's a post that says, our number one selling artist, Alison Krauss, released her latest album, Windy City, today. Pick up a copy and get a bonus track only at Cracker Barrel. And then below that, you have like one fan that put up like five paragraphs of how amazing Alison Krauss is. And then a guy replied to that one and says, you know who else is a huge Alison Krauss fan? Brad's wife. But she had to sell her entire CD collection to make ends meet because she was fired for 12 years of service on the day celebrating Brad's birth.
Really?
Hashtag justice for Brad's wife.
So this 3-year-old was angry that Brad's wife got fired, right? And then shot off the gun?
I think this is all related, is it not? I'm going to go on a limb here and say what happened in the UK Parliament, we don't know whether it's true or not.
You mean the terror attack on the UK Parliament today was related and tangential to Brad's wife being fired?
I'm saying
it's because they were just wanting justice for Brad's wife and they weren't listening.
I'm saying that there is a correlation. I'm not saying there is a correlation, but I'm saying there's definitely a correlation.
But there definitely is a correlation.
But there definitely is
a correlation.
I mean, correlation
doesn't prove causation, or is it the other way around?
No.
But there's definitely causation.
I think it's I before E, except when sounding like Way as a neighbor or Brad's wife worked there for 11 years.
And I was like,
fired
no way.
On her birthday of all time.
On his birthday.
There's 364 other days of the year where it would have been fine to fire. You'd be like, okay, you know what?
But not on his birthday.
I'll go
you never fire a woman on her husband's birthday.
You don't. That's a sacred day for a woman.
I mean, you basically sentenced her to a beating when she gets home.
That's a good job. Great job, Cracker Barrel. Condoning the beating of women now.
Wow. Way to go, Cracker Barrel.
On fucking, you know what?
Really, really progressive. Just encouraging women to get beat.
Really great. You know what? What's next, Cracker Barrel? Women are not allowed to eat there anymore? Is that what you're saying? Fucking slippery slope, Cracker Barrel. Slippery slope.
I'm sorry. I meant slippery Asian American. Yes, Marie.
Thank you. So what happened in UK Parliament and the terror attack? What's going on?
They got into a fist fight.
No, this time it was worse. It's so weird that we were just happened to be talking about this yesterday before it happened. We were talking about parliaments and how crazy
did
they
we
are.
Do that?
No, it wasn't us.
That's
was
a thing. Yeah, yeah. No, Kyle or any listeners who were listening to DNR last night, we really broke down how the way parliaments and Congress works in other countries. They like to fight a lot.
And this is before this happened, by the way,
physically?
The shooting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of fist fights. That's how they get shit
done
in other
countries.
See,
now that's entertaining.
Yeah, exactly.
We spent like 45 minutes on that last night.
Next thing, I vote for Chuck Liddell.
He's magic.
He'll get things done.
Dude, he would get elected in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Minnesota elect anybody.
Do you think that the parliament houses over in Europe are just going to be UFC fighters eventually so that they can get their laws passed?
That would be amazing.
That's like Idiocracy, and, you know, just voting for a wrestler.
But that would be part of their campaign running. Like, I can definitely choke out that guy. You should vote for me. Like, you know what I mean?
He has
a career in Krav Maga.
I can't wait parliamentary member Conor McGregor. Like, that's going to be great.
Just coming in, calling everybody gay.
Yeah, just punching them in the wigs are flying
off. Like in other
off.
Countries, they just sit down with their family, you know, for a good, you know, parliament session. And everyone starts placing money on who's going to win.
Yeah, I mean, look, the point is that I'm not against powder wigs just flying off because you're getting roundhouse kicked in the head. I'm not against seeing that. But anyway, what happened in Parliament? Someone pull up this real story. I
want
to know what happened.
There's a video if you want.
Oh, my God, a video. What's next, Marie? Fucking internet on a phone?
Yeah, that's happened a long time ago.
That is crazy.
I think that. Well, you know who doesn't have internet on her phone?
Brad's wife, because
Brad's
she can't
wife.
Afford it because can't. She got fired
she
on
got
his birthday.
Fired what after is... 11 years of faithful service.
That's one more than a decade.
Man, that's cold.
Wow.
A moment of silence for Brad's wife as the video loads.
We're just going to start using that as an excuse from here on out.
An attack outside the UK Parliament leaves at least three victims dead, and Scotland Yard is treating the case as an act of terrorism.
And Brad's wife is nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found.
You know, I see all these resources being helped for these people, but what about Brad's wife?
Guys, I'm not going to be able to get past anything until I know what happened to Brad's wife.
All right, let's try this.
You and half the country, apparently, according to their Facebook page.
All right, let's go. Here.
Benjamin Hall joins us from London with the latest. Good evening, Benjamin.
Good evening, James. You know, you could not find a more iconic location for a terror attack to take place. That is exactly what happened here today at the very
heart.
Is that
a James Bond reference?
I don't know. Well, why is it iconic for a terror attack there?
Because James Bond blew
parliament.
It up.
Oh, aren't those the cigarettes that coke users use so they could take, like, bumps from the filters?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I get it then.
Of but the country.
Not.
The attacker struck at 2:35 p.m. at the very heart of the UK government, where tourists from around the world gather. For sheer exposure, he picked an ideal place.
The location of this attack was no accident. The terrorist chose to strike at the heart of our capital city, where people of all nationalities, religions and cultures come together to celebrate the values of liberty, democracy and freedom of speech.
The Prime Minister had just ended her weekly questions to the House when a car veered onto the sidewalk and began mowing people down along Westminster Bridge, just yards from Big Ben. At first, some eyewitnesses thought it was just an accident.
And then as I was waiting that green light to change, the car speeded up and passed me. That small shop after the traffic light, that's the first victim hit.
The car continued towards the gates of the Houses of Parliament, just a few hundred feet away, ramming an entrance. The driver got out and ran into the courtyard driveway, where he attacked one policeman with a long knife before charging at others. They called at him to stop, then opened fire. The policeman he attacked and the terrorist himself are among the four dead, as well as a 30-year-old lady. 20 others remain in critical condition, including a party of French teenagers.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, dude, just running into people.
Do we have the attacker's motive yet?
ISIS.
It was
was he
they already claimed responsibility.
This one is one where people are like, they said it right away. Like, it was pretty quick to announce. It was definitely Islamic terrorism in this one. Like, they showed the guy that was shot definitely an Islamic.
Really?
How many other countries need to have terror attacks before we acknowledge that this is a problem?
No, it's a problem. I mean, the issue is that, I mean, I've talked about it a billion times. I think all religion is silly, but and I think the problem is that a lot of people in America think that the Muslims in Europe and the Muslims in the Middle East are the same as American Muslims, and they're not. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, if you see America,
because they
not.
Have the ancient
it's
ideals.
It's the difference in culture.
Yeah, it's a cultural difference. It has nothing to do because, like, you know, I do understand. Like, I really have come to understand. You can't just go, well, it's the religion. The religion is shitty. I think all of them are shitty, but it is the culture.
Yeah, all religion is garbage.
Yeah, but it's also the culture. It's like the Americanized Muslims are a really small percentage. Like the other billions aren't. You know, and the problem is when you see like these people when unbiased places are saying like 30%, like there's a new article that just came out, 30% of children in Islamic countries believe that extremism is absolutely tolerated in most situations. Like 33%, that's a lot of people. Even you think there's
another thing that the main problem with what's going on is that none of like the major leaders in the religion are coming up or standing up and condemning this
and denouncing. Yeah,
they're not doing that, and that's what gets a lot of super right wingers against it.
I think the problem is
against the whole religion as a general group.
I think the problem is that who is the leader of the? That's the problem. Like, unlike the Catholic Church, where it's like it's the Pope, but who is the? That's the problem.
Same. You could say the same thing about like Protestants. Like, there is no like legit. I mean, maybe Joel Olstein, but he wouldn't even consider himself that. But my point is, like this was happening in the name of Christianity, everybody would come up and be denouncing it. No one in that religion is stepping up, or very few, I guess. I can't say no one.
I guess my problem is, like, you know, somebody who's actually really changed politically, and I didn't realize it until today, was, you know, Roseanne Barr, like, has been just really, really saying, like, you can't say you're a feminist and say you support... You can't say you're a feminist and say you support Palestine. And she was like, you can't. You know, it's like they're not compatible. And her point was, you know, the country treats women terribly. You know, they still have honor killings. Like, you can't say one thing or the other. And I think that's the problem. I think the reason is a lot of real, you know, social justice warriors, we make fun of them all the time. And the problem is, it's like, yeah, there is some diamonds in the rough in there. There's some things that they fight about that are good. The problem is that when you compound other things that are so silly – everyone throws out the baby with the bathwater. You know, even if there's something good in there, they're like, forget it. I'm not even going to listen to you.
And they go with the whole thing.
Like,
right.
For example, if Alex Jones had the cure for cancer, legitimately had the cure for cancer, no one will believe him because he's just so crazy. You know what I mean? But you know, that's the issue. It's like, I don't know, man.
Well, going back to my original question of, you know, we've had ISIS, not Muslim, ISIS attacks in Berlin, in France, England now, all over the place. How many of these are going to happen before? Because before, up like from 9/11 on, people were just like, oh, America has a bone to pick because of oil or George W. Bush, whatever it is. How many other people, need to deal with their own personal attack before we say, can we fucking do something about this for real?
The problem is that, you know, I read another article today where it was like, you know, now the new thing is, you know, it's like Merkel, Germany is now the leader of the free world. It's like, no, they're not. Like, listen, I understand that there's a lot of things to criticize about Trump. I get all of that. But to just insinuate that Germany is now the leader of the free world, they are absolutely not. There's no way, shape, or form.
If anything, it's like Scandinavia.
but my point is that there's at least three other countries you could put in the mix, and you go, okay, you have a good, you know what I mean? You have a good point, but Germany's not one of them, and it's like
I would say Switzerland probably is because they have the lowest crime rate ever.
Right, but
in
when
any
they
country
say
out there.
Right, no, but the problem is that's not what they're talking about. When they say the leader of the free world, they also mean military power. They mean, you know, where that country goes, that most countries will follow. When they say leader of the free world,
I would follow the Swiss.
They have really good hot cocoa.
Leader means like who has the biggest dick swinging around.
I don't think that's necessary.
It's like a dick swing, like a pendulum. Like who has the biggest swinging dick, and then that person.
I'm just so sick of fucking.
Yeah, I actually read a article yesterday that was showing the top 10 like happiest countries in the world, And, yeah, Scandinavian countries, like, four of the top five.
Oh, I believe that. But with all the – what were the points that they gave for Germany being the leader?
It's because, you know, they're holding up the – they're going to hold up the EU after England leaving, and that they're strong enough, and that they're very progressive. Remember, these are all super, super liberal sites that were writing about it. That they're very, they're super progressive, and that the way that they've, you know, done energy stuff and blah, 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 and all these things are like,
great, you give Germany airs, and then they're going to think that they can eradicate other countries again and do a whole other World War III.
By the way, you know who's laughing at that is Putin and Russia going, really, you think so? Do you want to, why don't you look back at what happened in World War II, you fucking idiots? Like, get out of here, you know? The problem is that up until the 80s, forget it. I'm not even going to. Leader of the free world, shut the fuck up. Stop it.
Yeah, I was going to say, before we go down this rabbit hole again, like, that's just horrible, because here's the thing, he didn't even have a gun.
No.
Like, he was just mowing people down with his car.
Wasn't there another attack like that?
And he got out and stabbed a cop to death with a 16-inch knife that he had.
Dude, didn't France have one just like that, where a guy just drove through a crowd and then started mowing people down?
Oh, yeah. He had a full semi that he just drove through people who were, like, on the Versailles waterfront celebrating, like, what would be there considered a 4th of July, and killed, like, 50-something people.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was, like, a ridiculous amount. And, I mean, look, the problem is nobody has the answer. Like, that's, like, they've been trying to figure that out for a billion years, but the problem
is... Kill them. That's the answer.
You can't, because
they want violence. Fuck them.
You can't kill them. Do you understand? Because every time you do, you turn a kid who wouldn't have been an extremist into one when you kill their dad.
Into an extremist.
They don't care.
Or you kill them, and they're like, maybe I shouldn't be becoming an extremist, because if I do, I'll die.
They don't care. Because in their religion,
that's, they're martyrs.
They want to die. A lot of them do. Like, yeah. In their eyes, dying is
That's why
the
there's
end.
So many, like, people that just, like, do lone wolf attacks. They're like, I'm going to be a martyr. I'm going to be worshipped by... You know, all of ISIS's followers.
The ones that are disgusting are when they put fucking bomb vests on kids, and that happens a fucking lot. And that's, like, you know, that's the bullshit ones, or they make their wives do it, you know? And it's like, come on, man. If you're going to do it, fucking at least do it. But don't fucking take everyone with you. And that's the problem. It's like, you know, a lot of people get upset, and it's like, well, what can you do? The thing is that the truth is, it's not a normal enemy. You know what I mean? Like, there are people that hide and fucking use hospitals as shelter. Like, it's not like when we – World War II, it's like, the Nazis are the bad guy. We fight the Nazis. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think there's going to, like, over the next 10 to 20 years, I think there's going to be more of a problem of extremists, not just in, like, the Muslim religion, but even in, like, Christianity and other religions. Like, as, like, more and more, like, you know, things start happening in the world that kind of – you know, disallow religion to exist. I think there's going to be more extremists coming out.
Yeah, everyone
before,
is
like,
that's not a bad that, you know what, that's actually kind of smart, because I was sitting there thinking, like, how much longer until we have this amount of information out there that just basically says that, dude, religion is just, we all,
like,
kind of know, at least everyone
purpose,
on the show knows the
purpose.
The religion's purpose is, well, at least from when it started, we can all kind of agree, it was like a form of control and a form of, like, dealing with grief.
Yeah,
if you
exactly.
want to boil
it
down to two things.
It was because
things.
They didn't have the knowledge, they didn't have the answers to deal with things.
So
and
when
so
we
that...
get to the point to, like you were saying, you're going to have enough people who are like, oh, this is kind of dumb nonsense, because we have enough evidence to suggest that none of this actually exists. But you're saying they're probably going to be people, like, pushing the other direction.
Oh, they're going to have to be. Like, do you not think that super conservative people are going to have issues with, like, as we start getting into more and more, like, artificial intelligence and genetic modification, like, they're going to start freaking out. They're going to freak out.
No, they are.
If we ever make contact with, like, an alien civilization or anything, they're going to freak out.
No,
like,
you know what? I would say that you're right, but I would say that the truth is maybe some would, but I would again say that for the most part, Christians, at least any or Druze too, any religion that's gone through the Age of Enlightenment, the majority of them could handle aliens. It could handle that. I mean, of course, you have the Westboro Baptist Church and you have the super strict Catholics, but I'm talking about the, like, yeah, you know, I'm Christian, quote unquote, but you know what I mean? Like, you don't really
know. Those people are fine. I'm talking about the devout. Like, it's going to bring out the extremists.
Here's my point with Islam.
the reason that Islam's weird is like, unlike Judaism or unlike Christianity, there's no like Easter Islam people. Like, you're either in all the way, you know what I mean? Like, they don't like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they pray that, you know, to Mecca every certain amount of time. And my point is that there's no moderate. There's no like, yeah, I go to church once every 6 months when I feel bad, or I go to confessional. Like, you know what I mean? It's either you're in or you're not. Like,
it seems like that, yeah.
At least to me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are some that are like kind of that way, but I don't know, you know? And the problem is that I understand. Look, I'm not an idiot either. I'm not one of those national pride people. I do understand that some of it's our fault. I understand that some of the shit we've done, we've made a lot of them. That's fucking fair. It's fucking fair. But that being said, it's like, you know, it just came out because of the Freedom of Information Act that it was Saudi Arabia that funded 9/11. And that kind of just went under the rug. It should have been a bigger deal. Am I wrong? Like, it was just kind of like, oh, yeah, by the way, Saudi Arabia funded 9/11. In other news, the Kardashians are blowing this other dude. It's like, wait,
like, whoa, back up for a second.
Hold on.
Like, how much funding? Like they,
what's happening?
Did they pick the plane?
Like, and that's the issue. It's like, and they're our biggest ally over there. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, how do you as a business of a country just write that off? And like, yeah, and we're going to pay out for this, and we're going to pay out for this, and oh, yeah, bomb the United States, or sure, whatever, line strike. No. That is a big deal.
It's not just religion. It's our lust for oil. No, stop with the lust for oil. Look, stop. I understand.
Elon Musk is taking care of that.
Oh,
man.
I have a lust for coconut oil like nobody's business.
I do understand. Look, stop with the oil thing, okay? It's not just a lust for oil.
But coconut oil is good for your insides and outsides.
Because at this point, we're pulling more oil from North Dakota and Canada than from Middle East in any way. So that's the point. Like, that's not even an issue. Look, I understand that there's greedy Americans. I understand greedy Americans are a
fucking No. Well, here's the thing. I know you're reading. Maul is basically trying to say that, like, a good chunk of ISIS recruits are coming because of American greed. No, a lot of it is because Sunnis and Shiites hate each other.
That's the problem.
Like,
the truth is, there's a lot of infighting.
They're killing each other, not us. Like, there are, like we said earlier, the lone wolves going after it. But the majority of the atrocities are against other Muslims who aren't part. Like, there's a conservative
part of Muslims,
and there's a liberal side of Muslims, and they're the ones that are fighting them.
You know what it's like, Dutch? It's like if here the Baptists were firebombing Protestant churches. Like, even though they all believe in the
Baptists
same thing.
Baptists and Presbyterians were just going after each other all the time. Like, that's the biggest problem.
And
you can't be that stupid, Molly. Like, I mean, I'm not calling you stupid, but you have to recognize that that is the majority of the problems. That's the reason why, you know, anything in the Middle East,
and by the way, we bombed them. Yeah, except for the fact that when the Taliban or whatever they were called at the time were fighting the Russians, we gave the Taliban guns. We've armed them. We've armed the Middle East against their enemies before, and then that came to bite us in the ass because they used the weapons against
us. Just like the 3-year-old shooting the gun.
I do understand that we've done a lot of bad shit over there. I'm not an apologist for the shit that we've done. But that being said, come on, man. That religion is a barbaric one, and the shit that they do. Look, I understand that there's these extremists. But again, what does it say about a religion if you follow everything? An extremist is basically follows it literally. So what does it say about your book that if you follow it literally, you could do these things guilt free? That to me is the problem. It's like, look,
yes,
but the problem is they never take
it too literal, where every other religion doesn't do that. They adapt and adjust over time. And the only religion that hasn't done that over time, sorry, it's Islam. I mean, it's not like I'm not coming down on is, you know, people who are Muslims or
no,
people who believe
not.
The Islamic faith. But when you don't adjust and adapt to something that is ridiculous, because all religions are ridiculous and we can all agree with that, but they're the only ones. I'm not saying all terrorists are Muslims, but the good chunk of I'm not saying all Muslims are terrorists. But a good chunk of the terrorists are Muslim.
That's true.
Like, that's just a fact. But I'm not saying anything out of school here, am I?
No. Look, statistically in the Middle East, it's really bad. And the problem is that word terrorist is only when it happens here. When it happens here, we care. The problem is, you know, what you're pointing out is whether we bomb their countries or not, they were cutting off clits over there way before us, you know. You know, they were stoning women for adultery. That had nothing to do with us. They were doing that before we were even a country. You know what I mean? And they haven't stopped. And so we didn't bomb them into beating their women. We didn't bomb them into not letting their women drive. We didn't do that. Look, here's a perfect example. We've bombed them a lot. We dropped two fucking A-bombs on Japan. two of them. And now they're one of the most, and Kyle's going to talk about it soon, one of the most cutting edge in technology countries on the planet. Am I incorrect, Kyle?
Sorry, say that one more time.
Japan, we dropped two A-bombs on them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, just because...
Why'd you need confirmation from him? We all know that.
No, no, but my point is that they are one of the top... But they, are they the top country or at least top two? Three?
Not quite, actually. Yeah. In some ways, yes, but
right.
It's kind of more spread out now.
Right.
But,
so yeah. Anyway, my point is
sorry, I'm looking at the chat room. They're just having their own fun and just talking to each other about, like, I guess Vegas MILF got like a new job.
No,
Miami MILF.
Vegas MILF, who is Miami MILF, is listening from Vegas. She's at a conference in Vegas right now, and she was.
Everybody's just having their own conversation while we talk about serious shit. It's actually hilarious.
Why
just like, oh yeah, I bet the guy from Rule 5. And
Greg, and Kyle's looking for a job because apparently the fucking Vegas or Miami MILF is at a conference and it's in Alpharetta right by where fucking Kyle lives. So I'm glad I'm doing a show and Kyle's throwing his resume out there.
Hey, man.
Hey, you know, I gotta
eat, right?
You gotta network.
I gotta pay for the weed bills.
Yeah, I get you. I get you, my friend. I'm not,
Kyle,
you
don't say that while you're applying.
I never judge.
Sorry. My bad.
I never judge the hustle, my friend. No, dude, that's a problem in the tech field. Vice had a whole article that the government's having a really hard time getting hackers because all the federal rules
say. Because they're having more fun elsewhere.
Well, they're having a problem getting hackers. Not only that, but because the federal laws are still really strict. Like to be an FBI, whatever, you can't smoke weed at all. They drug test you, and every single hacker,
everyone,
anyone who's in IT or does that or any gaming that I've ever known is like, of course I smoke
weed.
Anybody
who works from home,
yeah.
Or can work from home, if you're a coder or like you said. Yeah, why
weed
wouldn't
on
you?
On top of like other cognition enhancers.
Yeah, yeah, like exactly. Like, you know, I take some of that stuff. Those nootropics, those are pretty cool, man. They'll get you. They get you going.
Oh, for the listening audience out there, that means meth.
No, not meth. Not meth.
Royce does meth.
I would have called it meth if it was that.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I would have. I can't even, dude. I drink one coffee and I'm fucking on the wall.
Dude, me too. These days I'm that way too. I'm just like, wow, coffee is. I should do this more often.
I know. Every time I drink coffee, it surprises me. And now I've been drinking every morning. I've been used to it. And I just didn't drink coffee for a while. And now it's like, I get it. You know, I get why people make corny shirts. Like, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. You know? I mean, I still want to punch them. Don't get me wrong. No, Vegas Mill says, I'm going to go get drunk and love you guys. What? No, if you're going to get drunk, you should get drunk and stay in the checkout.
Yeah, but
checked in for a second. She's in Vegas.
She's
leave
in
her
Vegas
alone.
Going to a private Maroon 5 concert. Leave her alone.
All right, so let me know what happened. Keep me up to date. I want to know.
Adam is a sexy, sexy man.
Yes.
Adam Levine. Oof.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
He's on The Voice, and him and Blake. Oh,
Remember
that,
when he
that
was
chemistry between the two.
Remember when he was murdered in American Horror Story?
Oh, that's right. Kyle, you want to get into your... into your tech.
Oh, absolutely.
Take a spin on your head with Tech News Minute. You can learn from the internet.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was painful.
That was a good one. Go ahead, next.
I love it.
You did it twice.
So there's a video that I actually wanted to get to last week. I didn't get a chance to. But it's this restaurant that opened up. It was actually a couple of years back in San Francisco called Itza. And it is a fully automated restaurant. I posted the link in chat if you want to pull up the video.
Uh-huh.
Please. I want to see this automated restaurant.
Yeah, it's super high tech. They have like almost no employees.
By the way, I love that. The less people, the better. I don't want to be bothered. I'm always all for that. The less, and I know Dutch is the same way. The less interaction.
The less interaction, yeah.
You just, the less you have to talk with people, the better. All right, I got the video.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah.
Hey guys, my name is Stephen Beecham for Crave, and I'm here at Itza, which is a fully automated restaurant that just opened in San Francisco.
How's that 5 for $15 working for you guys? Working well, huh?
I'm here with the CEO and co-founder of Itza, Tim Young, who's going to tell us a little bit about the restaurant. So tell us about the concept behind Itza and how you guys came up with the idea.
Yeah, so we wanted to build a concept that was bringing the speed and affordability that you might find at traditional fast food, which might have things wrong with it, but...
Can I say that because of Steve Jobs, every tech guy has taken that same kind of dialect when they make... Have you noticed that?
Like they do the same kind of inflections, like the, you know, this is going to revolutionize blah, blah, blah. Like the same way.
Hey, man, Steve Jobs knew what he was doing.
No, of course he did. But I mean, because of that, there's a lot of people, like when you hear him talk about new tech stuff, they copy his inflection and the way he talks, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The price points are right and the speed is right. And bring that to a food that was both nutritious and super delicious and flavorful. And that is Itza.
So once you've placed an order, how long does it take for your food to come out of the cubby?
So, I mean, on a heavy day, we're thinking it's about probably 3 to 5 minutes.
But wow, 3 to 5 minutes. That ain't bad.
On a heavy day.
On a light day, we're actually able to prepare the food in probably 60 to 90 seconds.
Wow.
When they walk in store, they're...
But how is that fresh if it takes 60 to 90 seconds?
They show. They use, like, the entire process is automated, even down to actually making the food.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see the rest of the video then.
You're going to see 9 iPad kiosks that they can walk up to. And they're able to place their order on those kiosks. Once they've completed their order, they'll walk over towards where our cubbies are, which is where your food comes out. And above the cubbies is a large status board that'll say all the different orders that are up and where to find them. So if Tim Y is in cubby 3, you can...
Dude, don't fucking put Tim Y out on blast. What if Tim Y doesn't want people to know what he's eating?
Look down, go to cubby 3. You'll see a graphic displayed on the actual door. It'll say your name as well as the fact that it's cubby 3. You tap it, you get your food, and you leave. So one of the pretty unique elements in our store is the cubby. And so on the door of the cubby is what's called a transparent LCD.
Okay, those are cool. Like, it's,
those are pretty
awesome.
Right. Like, it's basically you see through it, but then...
It's a see-through touchscreen.
See-through touchscreen. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really fucking neat. Like, those are expensive. I'm pretty sure, like, those are still expensive. I know one company was...
Yeah, they're coming down pretty quickly. LG is actually launching a consumer, like, see-through LCD. It looks like a window. And then you turn it on, and it turns into, like, a TV.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And effectively, it's an LCD that you can see through. And so what we've built is a way to see not just the digital representation of your name, but you can actually look in and see that overlaid on your food. And quite frankly, we've been noticing our customers are pretty delighted by it. So we're really happy with how well it's been received. Yeah. One of the key reasons
the word
we
delighted.
Wanted to use technology to automate ordering, besides making it a more efficient process, is we're actually able to get to know our customers. At your average fast food or fast...
How do you get to know them? There's no...
Because they're storing all your data.
The whole thing is automated.
They're storing all your data.
This guy's a douche.
You're putting in your name. You're putting in your name and your credit card information. They're storing your credit card data. And you're probably getting your receipt emailed. So they're storing your phone number. They're storing your credit card. They're storing your email. They know your name. They know your preferences. They're storing your preferences. I'm sure it's all
documented. By the way, Marie doesn't put up any of that shit. Went to PetSmart the other day and like, phone number? She's like, no.
No.
Like, not even nicely. She just said, no.
Ever, ever, no.
No. Because what do you need that for?
I know what they needed for. But.
No, sorry, PetSmart. I don't need a direct mailer sent to me once a quarter.
Casual restaurant.
I don't need you doing like those, you know, phone calls that I get. I still get because I accidentally gave somebody my number, and I'm still getting cruise phone calls.
God,
I know. This is a long. This was like 10 years ago. I'm still
by the way, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a prank of somebody called a guy like telemarketing. Hi, is this John? And the guy pretended he was a cop. He goes, no, but please don't hang up. How did you know, John? And they go, there's an active crime scene. I need to know what your relationship with him. And this telemarketer was freaking the fuck out.
That's fucking great.
I'll see if I can find it. But like,
that's a good one.
You know, that cashier isn't necessarily able to remember every customer that comes in the door. We're actually able to...
People are stupid.
...remember who you are, what you've ordered in the past, so that we can make it much faster for you to get...
And only 1 in 10 machines have become self-aware.
Your favorites, one-touch ordering. So as we were building this, obviously a lot of people equated us to...
Terminators and Skynet.
You know, things you might see in Japan, the Automat from back in the 50s.
No one knows
there were a lot of sort of correlations made. And absolutely, we did our research. I'm not going to lie.
I really don't like this guy.
Oh, no. Fucking,
yeah, I don't like him either. But the idea is cool.
You mean Sci-Fi Network's Zach Braff? Yeah, I hate him too.
A ton of research that went into building this experience. It didn't just happen. And so we absolutely looked at things that were successful in the past.
All right.
So is he the one who came up for it, or is he just the talking head of the company? Because he's really annoying.
He's the marketer.
Yeah, he's
just the marketer?
Like,
okay.
Probably,
so he came up with none of this, but he's making it seem like he came up with all of it.
I'm sure he was involved in several brainstorm meetings and prioritized the top.
They're called brainstorm sesh.
Yeah, he was in. He was in 3 to 5 brainstorm sesh. He prioritized 100 ideas down to 20 ideas.
That's what he does.
And yet I have a question.
He didn't pick the last two, but he can sure as shit sell them.
Yes,
I'm fairly certain that this is the reason why Brad's wife got fired.
That's pro. Yep.
You know what? There's no other way. You know what?
These
you're right.
Automated service jobs are what's killing
the
server
industry. The robots
industries.
Took Brad's wife's job.
They're basically Nazis.
On
I know.
Brad's
I know. I said
birthday.
I had a question. It was more of a statement than it was. A
yes,
question.
That's all right, Dutch. You know what? At an emotional time like
I caught
this,
myself.
At an emotional time like this, Dutch, you can make mistakes like that. I don't blame
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm not
like normally
good
we
about
would jump
everything.
Down on each other's throats when we mess up like that. No, no, this show we understand. Like,
no,
we're in a wreck. Like I, Dutch, you know what? I forgive you, man.
I'm not feeling
about
good
it.
About anything right now.
No,
of
I can't.
Wife.
I'm thinking what's Brad's wife doing right now? Right now,
not working.
Yeah, not working.
That's what's happening.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, guys.
I'm
just trying to live.
Yeah, that's what she's trying to do day by day.
Seriously. Now, going back to this Itza place, this is what I would call death by committee restaurant invention. Because, as you all know, I work in the restaurant industry. And
restaurant biz.
And I've read every single up-and-coming food trend that you could possibly read. And I'm recognizing each thing that they tell you that you need to start investing in. Personalization, they have their name on there and they remember your preferences. The digitization, the speeding up, the service quality, the quality. You know how, you notice how he said delight and healthful? Those are restaurant industry terms of how we need to surprise and delight our guests by having healthful opportunities. And they say healthful because they can't say healthy because they'll get sued.
Yeah, because you saw what you saw what happened in Nutella.
Yeah. You're not allowed to say nutritious. They probably have to count all their calories, and it's like down to just like micromanaging every little ingredient. And then they're all in bowls. Notice that bowls are a 2017 food trend.
All right, what's the
next? I mean, like Silicon Valley is pretty much always ahead of the game and has like those ideas before they start spreading to the rest of the country.
I will make bank. One of those bowls probably has octopus in it. I bet you there's seaweed in one of them. I bet you there's a vegetable that is the color purple in
okay,
it.
Okay, I already have an idea for an app. So patent pending right here. It'll be called. It's like, well, I don't have a name for it, but you guys help me out the name. It's an Uber, but for ninjas, right? And if you want to like get yourself
Noober,
yeah, Noober, and you want to get yourself trained, they will silently attack you. Like you set it up, and within you call for an Uber, and within 24 hours, a ninja will silently attack you, and you have to stop them. Like you have to be ready. The downside is they'll kill you, but the upside is if you win, then you become a Noober, and it's a good money making opportunity.
I don't think it's a good money-making opportunity because it converts all guests into dead or employees.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. What's the next one?
There's no profit in that.
So the CEO of Apple was quoted saying that augmented reality is a game changer bigger than smartphones.
Yeah, but he also...
We already knew that.
Kind of what I've been focusing on. But yeah, apparently according to insiders, Apple's actually working on a pair of augmented reality glasses. And although I'm not the biggest fan of Apple, I will say they do things in a way that gets the masses to accept it. And I think when Apple finally releases their pair of glasses or whatever that's sleek, that's stylish, that's simple to use, I think that'll kind of be the point where the general public starts going, oh, okay, yeah, I kind of see what's happening here.
I will counter that. For a second here, because the watch was kind of a bust,
and so was their pen.
I hope Apple dies.
That's kind of smartwatches in general. So,
they were the first one that came out with it, right?
No, they weren't. There were smartwatches before Apple.
Well, either way, they put their stamp of approval on it, and it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, smartwatches aren't really like a revolutionary thing, though. They're not really like something that's just a huge step forward from smartphones. It's like an additional thing that's kind of cool. So one of the guys that at Magic Leap, you guys know Magic Leap, he was talking about, he said the challenge is the 5-mile rule. He goes, if you're 5 miles from your home and you've forgotten something, will you go back and pick it up? With a smartphone, you'll do that. With an Apple Watch, you won't. To be successful, mixed reality devices have to achieve that too. They have to be a device that if you forget it, you need to go back and get it.
Okay.
Kyle.
What's up?
One time, I forgot to take my Fitbit off of my work pants and put them on my gym shorts. I walked out of the locker room, and I realized it, and I almost didn't walk back into the locker room to just get it.
Yeah, she's
lazy. I'm that lazy. Once I've moved on, once I've moved on with my day, I'm going to be like, I don't want to have to do that again.
Yeah.
But I see what Kyle's saying is like,
yeah,
if you have a device that is as important as your wallet,
and that's
like, that's a great idea. So you're thinking, are you, what is your prediction on the glasses?
My prediction is that once they become economic enough and small enough and sleek enough, like, so they're not these huge devices or anything, essentially where it's something you just kind of pick up and put on and don't really think about it, and it's something that you use throughout the day. So Magic, the guy at Magic was also saying that he's looking at mixed reality as I'm trying to find it.
It's just weird. I mean, the glasses would also need to be a phone and create Wi-Fi and cell service.
No, they will. I mean, they'll be cloud connected. They are essentially going to take the place of your phone. So most of your interactions are going to be in this with like this mixed reality. I'm trying to find, like, there's a specific.
The advancement in microchipping is incredible.
Yeah.
Where you have something that has the same computing power of a huge computer that we had back in the day, now can be in your glasses.
Exactly. That's the thing. And the great thing about it that I've kind of been thinking of is that right now, smartphones are great. They're fantastic. We can't really imagine a world without them. It's going to be the same thing with these mixed reality glasses. Tim Cook was quoted in saying that it'll happen in a big way, and we will wonder how we lived without it. Kind of like today, how we wonder how we lived without smartphones. Once that tech kind of gets that equation right of size, of quality, of ease, of it being easy to use, once it gets that equation right and it starts getting public acceptance, we're going to be at that point where we go, how did we not have mixed reality? Because right now we're kind of locked into these 2D screens. We're looking down and things like that, and we're absorbed in these little 2D screens. Once we have mixed reality, we're going to be looking out into the world again. We're going to be looking up. Things are going to be in our line of sight. You know, we're going to see our Twitter feed in the sky or on a billboard. You know, you're going to see things in the world. You're going to be looking out in the world. You're not going to be on this little 2D screen that you're looking down at.
I don't want to see your annoying tweets in my beautiful skyline.
We could take them off.
You don't have to see. We talked about this before. It'll be customized. It's what you want. If you want something in a certain way, you can. If you don't, you won't. But it's going to be on the line of a smartphone. It's going to be revolutionary. Everyone's eventually going to have it. Tim Cook was also saying that it's likely that augmented reality or mixed reality is the one that the largest number of people will actually engage with. Most people will have AR experiences every single day, just like eating meals, three meals a day. It'll become that much a part of you. It's going to be something that you're not even thinking about it. Just like you don't think about your smartphone. You know, you look 20 years ago and everyone's going to be like, what? I'm going to have something in my pocket that I'm checking constantly, that I'm always have with me, that I can't not have. It's going to be the same thing with augmented reality or mixed reality.
Fuck that, dude. Even 10 years ago, like when smartphones first came around, like that was crazy. Like when you had the ability to get on the internet from your phone. Like, I remember that just being a complete game changer. Mm-hmm. And that was like when I first started doing the Hippo Juice show with Royce Marine and the gang, I still had a flip phone. Like, that's how much we've progressed in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, that's true. That's the point.
So there's this game designer who's worked on games since like the 70s. He worked
You're talking about working on things. Can we work on your depression beard and mustache that you got going on right now? I'm looking at the video of you. What?
Oh, it was just recently. It was just recently trimmed, man.
Well, you need to trim it a little bit more because you got a beautiful face and you're like ruining it with this hipster face right now, and I don't like it. Sorry, go ahead.
Whatever. So at Magic Leap, there's a game designer that he worked on like Quake. He worked on like Wolfenstein. He's been working on games since like the 70s, and he now works at Magic Leap, and his job is essentially figuring out how to use or apply augmented or mixed reality to game development and what essentially is going to be revolutionary about it. And he says pretty much since we started gaming, there hasn't been like a big revolutionary like next step. We've always been interacting through a glass screen or anything. And he goes, once we get augmented reality or mixed reality, the worlds are going to be much more beautiful. The graphics are going to be stunning. We're going to be able to be absorbed in it.
Will it fix my color blindness? Will it fix my color blindness? Because that'd be great.
Hey, man, there's already some of those glasses out that can help with that.
You're colorblind?
Me? Yeah, we've talked about it several times.
I've been doing a show with you for close to 9 years, and I did not know that until just now.
Well, you're really good at not paying attention.
Yeah, like I said yesterday off the air, you make it really hard to be your friend. All right, guys. thank you so much for listening. It's about that time.
Kyle, yeah, you want to run through some more headlines?
You guys are hungry.
Run through it.
Yeah, Elon Musk is predicting a population implosion, not explosion.
Oh, we're going to kill each other? We're going to stop having babies?
Yeah, that as developed nations, they start they aren't even sustainable. And he predicts that by 2100... Yeah.
Robot fuck dolls. That's the reason.
Exactly. HP. 3D printing is finally starting to hit the mainstream. HP has a new consumer 3D printer.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. MakerBot, one of the main ones, they released a software update. Just a software update. Reduced the cost and time to make 3D prints by 30%. Samsung is coming out with their new AI assistant called Bixby.
I've read about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Bixby.
It's supposed to be a little bit different. They essentially want it to not just be like Siri or anything where there's like a limited subset, but essentially once an app is compatible with Bixby, you can use that digital assistant to interact with everything on your phone. It's pretty cool, man. Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, guys. Hey, thank you, Kyle. Thanks for listening, guys. Tomorrow, Cousin Joe Show. Make sure to tell your friends to subscribe. I want new listeners. Send me messages. Let me know who you told about the show. All right, guys. We are out of here.
You're driving along. Tell me likey. Tell me what wingy.
Diplomatic community.
I'm gonna get Rachel.
God, you're annoying. Everything you say is annoying.
And then they eat the poo-poo.
You talk like a fag and your shit's all retarded.